Eli Manning and OBJ dirty danced their way into our hearts. Justin Timberlake dressed in all camo, and nobody else did. And the Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Asterisk, scroll down. Suck it, Tom Brady. This is Sports Without Balls.
Holy cow!
A perfect score. 10.2.
He had to the 2-0, now the 2-1.
Hello again, everyone. This is
Sports Without Balls. Dun, 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 dun. Wow. This is Sports Without Balls. This is your host, Aaron Foley. It's Monday morning after the Super Bowl, and I have not stopped smiling. I've been drinking the Kool-Aid filled with champagne, and I can't think of a better person to sit to the right of me in absence of another Patriots fan, Trisha, who will be back next week. She's got this big job, and we wish her all the best. And sliding in for her is another Patriots fan, superstar guest of the show, Bridget McManus.
I'm happy to be here, and I tried to cancel last night, and you said no. I don't feel good. I want to be here. She's like, bitch, you're coming in.
I was
in.
Like, bitch, I'll kill you. I will cut you.
Me.
I did threaten you. And we're back in the All Things Comedy studio with Aaron in the booth.
Aaron!
Go Cards.
It's creeping up.
It's another bird.
It is another bird. I almost said beard. It's a bearded bird. Well, here's how this podcast is going to run, and I'm going to put this out tomorrow because nobody really wants to hear Super Bowl review 4 days after the game. So we'll post it. Plus, it's going to be halfsies. It's going to be half or maybe like 20 minutes into this of Super Bowl. We have so much to cover. The game itself, the commercials, JT.
Can we put in like 2 minutes of me crying? Do you mind?
We'll put Bridget going, why? Why?
It's a good Tanya Hardy. Nancy Kerrigan impression.
Why? We have a lot to discuss about the Super Bowl and the Philadelphia Eagles.
It hurts.
Beating
it
the hurts. New England Patriots.
Whatever. That's fine.
The game itself, we have a lot to discuss. Also, the Olympics start in 4 days.
USA! USA! USA!
Something we all can agree on, how wonderful the Olympics are. And we're going to do a preview of the Olympics. We're going to go sport by sport. One of our super fans of the show mentioned that I had no idea in episode 136, summer of 2016, Bridget and I we went through every single sport and rated them 1 to 5, watching, not watching. And someone asked to do that again. I do believe it's Julie. I have to pull that up. That is something I forgot to do. But we're going to do it.
Let's
we're going
to
take Winter Olympics and
you know,
rate
them. We don't have a lot of time. Let's just skip past the Super Bowl and go right into the future.
Before,
let's not live in the past. Let's not live in the past.
But not before. The Super Bowl happened last
Did
night.
It?
There are so many things to discuss. Mm. And listen, I just want to start being positive about the Patriots. I wrote down this last night. I think I appreciate the Patriots more when they lose than when they win.
That's hurtful.
No, I mean that in a very, very respectful way because Brady threw over 500 yards, 3 touchdowns, and still lost the game. And that's unreal.
But can I say, the Patriots did not play well yesterday.
They played second half and a
they
kind
not,
of a
they did not play
half.
Well, and yet they still almost won. So mm-hmm. What does that say?
It means they lost.
They did lose.
Here's
but it was,
the thing.
It was just sad. It was just like a sad. It was like sad sex. It was like we did it. Maybe we made a baby. Maybe we didn't.
Oh,
it's a sad limp dick of a game is what
it's a sad limp dick of a game.
That's exactly what it is. That's the name of this episode. Sad limp dick of the game.
Yeah, it's actually not going to be the episode.
Oh,
babe.
Okay.
I don't quite know where to begin. So let's begin with the beginning of the game. I did not watch this game in public because I didn't. My feelings were, I think, most of America's feelings, except for Eagles.
Most of America.
Well, no, I think most of America thought the Patriots are going to win.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
it
so is. I had a lot of work and I thought this is what's going to happen. I'm going to be around people and I'm going to be not a fun guest because I'm just going to be here. Like I said, I was watching it at my house. Like I said, here we go. Cue Tom Brady. Cue Tom Brady victory. That's what I was saying throughout the third and fourth quarter. And then, of course, I wanted to be in public screaming. We had neighbors. We were on like a 30-second delay. Oh. And we had neighbors screaming.
Oh, that sucks.
And well, this was like first quarter or something. So then we caught up on the commercial break because I was like, oh my God, are they Patriots fans, are they Eagles fans? But overall, before we get into some nitty gritty stuff, as a lifelong football fan, to beat the Patriots, it has to take, because they're so good, because they're the best of all time, I do think it has to take a game where the Patriots aren't firing on all cylinders, which is what happened. Mm-hmm. Like an amazing game plan from the other team. The Eagles had an amazing game plan. They stayed super aggressive, and every single person has to play at their best. That's what it takes to beat these freaking Patriots.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm not listening to anything you're saying right now. So
now she just passed out for like 10 seconds.
Sorry,
I gave her some smelling salts.
All I heard was Tom Brady. Yeah, he's a beautiful lad.
But that's what it was.
I did not go to a party yesterday either. I got invited to two parties, and I was going to go at the last minute. I did not go because everybody that I know hates the Patriots. And so
yeah.
The whole time,
you don't want to be around that.
People just give me the middle finger and yell at me. And I was like, I don't feel like in doing this. And I was covered in all my Patriots. I was drinking out of my Patriots mug. And And then I was just like, oh, this is going to hurt. I knew it at the beginning. I don't know what it was. I just knew that they weren't going to win at the beginning. Not because it was they're so good in the second half. It wasn't like they couldn't have won. There was no flow. They never got their game going.
Well, when we went into halftime up by 10, I thought to myself, okay, you need a 10 or 14 or 28-point cushion against the Patriots. And as Aaron so aptly said last week, it's the Belichick halftime adjustment. Like, there's no one better.
Yeah.
The New England second-half adjustments.
Yeah, yes. The New England second-half adjustments are, that's why they're all going to be in the Hall of Fame. And then the start of the second half, I'm like, Here we go. I mean, they could not stop them. It was 21 points before you knew it. They were up by one, and I was like, and here we go.
Yeah, I thought it was over.
And here's all the good things I want to say about the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'm going to stop it at this point.
And
so any true fans out there of the Patriots, just log off. Stop listening to this.
They are due all the credit in the world because, again, I don't know, I just don't know how at the end of the day they pulled it off, because Brady to Gronk to Hogan, and we say this all the time, you're like, you could put it my mother in. My mother could be a wideout for the New England Patriots, and she would go for 125 yards, and she's 82. That's how good that offense is. That's how good Brady is. They just scored so easily. It was like effortless.
Yes.
And that's what it was last year. It was just unbelievable effort. Like, they're just so good. But I tell you what, I couldn't believe, I mean, Nick Foles. It's such an amazing story. He literally thought he was going to quit like a couple of years ago. Drafted by the Eagles to come full circle back to the Eagles, Carson Wentz. And the reason why I started loving the Eagles team this year is because how much I love Carson Wentz. And this pains me as a New York Giants fan. But this Eagles team, there was something about these Eagles team. And another thing is, when you talk to Eagles fans, I shot the sports pilot in December, and the producer, one of the producers of the sports pilot, and one of the DPs on the sports pilot, two female Eagle fans. And when I spoke to them, and I'd see them for quite a while over the course of like a month, and we shot right before the Rams-Eagles game at the Coliseum. I didn't go into the game she did, but it was, and I said it on the show, it felt like an Eagles home game. It was the amount of Eagles fans, it was berserk. And just talking to Lauren and Anuka in December, they never stopped believing. They were like, no, this is our team. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And I was like, I don't know about the minute. Before every game I talked to them, they weren't cocky. They weren't overconfident. They weren't like, this is why we're going to win. They're like, no. Like, it was this full crazy belief. I have like so many Eagle fans in my life. I don't know why. Mm. And I love that. I love that they went in with just complete, like, no, we're going to do this. We're going to get this done. And it felt like that was the team. It felt like it was like the motto of the team. it really was, I thought, one of the best examples in sports over the years that I've seen of like all hands on deck. Someone goes down, plug in the next player. And I could not believe Foles' accuracy. I cannot. I'm still sitting here because I'm going to rewatch the whole game.
I won't be rewatching the game.
I'm sorry.
I might have knocked a television over my house. I might have. Maybe it was an earthquake. I'm not sure.
Did you?
I might have knocked my. It was the smaller one in the bedroom, but.
But like as I know you're a crazy Patriots fan, it's just that you won so many times, so I don't feel bad at all.
Well, you should feel a little bad because we're supposedly friends. I thought we were friends, but can I just say something? Gronk did not look good. He of course is fantastic, and Brady and him, like, they're just magnets. But on the sidelines, Gronk looked like lost. Like, whatever happened, that concussion really took him down. I think if his all his brain parts were there, things would have been different.
I don't think he has brain parts. and I think
Aaron's nodding.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
He just looked like lost.
Yeah, if you watched his post-game interview, I got caught up in it, and then I said to myself, why am I watching this? I don't have to watch this, and I had hit my own head.
I watched it with both hands in my pants.
Here's the good thing about Gronk. He's a physical specimen. He's like literally LeBron James in a football uniform.
Do you think he has extra organs? He's such a big guy.
He's so good, and he's unguardable. And if that's him playing on a concussion after 2 weeks... I can't even believe I can't. It's one of those things where you have Brady, you have Belichick, and you have all these people, and you have Gronk.
Yeah.
And this is going out with Cooks went out.
Yep.
Like, that offense is so insane. But Gronk he looked a little off in the first half. He looked a little wild eyed. But if that's him playing disoriented in the second half, I mean, he could have caught that ball at the last second in the end zone.
Yes.
He had a chance.
Yes. Yes.
That's how that game couldn't end fast enough. I was like, please. I just kept looking at the clock when there was like 6 minutes left. I'm like, hurry up,
well,
please.
There were two touchdowns on the Eagles that were like, you know, they were debating about them. So it could have kind of went either way. So that's why I'm saying, like, we didn't even play well and we still almost won.
Yeah, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Okay. Fine. Brady.
No, I mean, you
Brady's running out of fingers,
and
but rings on, so
you
whatever.
You could have easily lost last year. The Giants could have lost those
two
games.
A lot of things could have happened.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Seattle could have won that one.
Seattle could have won that one.
They
so
just run the ball.
Okay. Just run the ball.
Jesus.
But I have to, let's go back and get into the, let's go back to those two pass plays that, could have been overturned.
Can I interrupt and just say that as a guy who's not a football fan, I was yelling at my television. As someone who's played it a little bit, you know, because you have to as a guy, it's just unfortunate. How could those not be catches? You know, like,
exactly.
Especially the Ertz one. It's like, and Chris Collinsworth not standing up for another receiver.
First of all,
oh my God.
There's 2 points there. Let's address the first point, and then I'm going to shit all over Chris Collinsworth with what I think should be. I couldn't believe how I cannot stand. I'm not a Chris Collinsworth fan as an announcer. I couldn't believe how bad Chris Collinsworth was, and we'll get to that. Let's put a pin in that. But these catches, if you've been watching the NFL all year, and it got so bad with these catches, and you saw that in the Steelers game, and I'm sure the Patriots have been on the other end of bad calls all season because everybody's been under that.
Yeah.
But it's been ruining the game so much so that in the bye week, where all you need to be talking about is the Super Bowl, Roger Goodell had to go out and say that he's already in meetings trying to correct the catch before next season, because it's literally you turn off games because you're like, these are catches.
Yeah.
The fact that you can have 2 feet in, establish, you know, control of the ball, go out of bounds, fall, and the ball comes out of your hands out of bounds and it doesn't count. I mean, so those catches during the Super Bowl, I said this to Megan, I said this to my sister. I said, if those were Patriots receivers, I would say those are touchdowns. This has nothing to do with me cheering for the other team because 99.9 times I always give it to the receiver. Always give it because they're the one that have to make all these jungling.
Yeah.
So if there's the ball's moving a little,
if it
who
moves,
the fuck
it doesn't
cares?
Mean it's
doesn't,
out of control.
Yeah.
If it's still in your hands.
It's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyree caught the ball on his helmet. Like this ball's shifting a little. Like. to me, it's so outrageous that it should always go to the receiver. It should, if it's close, and it's also split second, and I think this is when the replay ruins the game,
yeah.
when they go in and they could stop it in real time and see the point of the ball yep. is, like, it's outrageous. So I felt like those catches, I don't know, it could have been, you know, Goodell and the pressure of the NFL also in people's ears, like, oh, if this gets overturned, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, but I have to say, if you're a Patriots fan and you're watching the season and how they overturn and they overturn and they overturn, you're probably expecting one of those two balls to
be
overturned.
I thought the first one was going to overturn. I did. I thought the first one was.
Because his foot, he didn't have enough control and then yeah. his foot was on the yeah. line.
The second one I didn't, but the first one I did. And then I was like, this is rigged. Yeah. Like, whatever. It's all bullshit. But
to me, when everything, when it's so close and on the field is a catch, to me, you go with a catch. Like, that's insane to me. But I think the play where I was like, Nick Foles, first of all, I was so impressed. Tom Brady, you're like greatest of all time, Hall of Fame. You're expecting him to have another game like that, over 500 yards, three touchdowns. And, you know, as much as I can't stand Tom Brady, gun to head, I want one quarterback to win a game. My family's in a hostage situation if we've ever played this game before.
This
I do it
sick.
With Trish all the time. I pick Tom Brady. I pick Tom Brady every single time.
You know, the game I play with Carmen is, my wife is, I say, if your parents could live to be 100 but you have to suck a dick, would you do it?
So I don't know how the podcast could come to a complete halt, but it just
but
did.
I'm just saying, like, Aaron, if your parents could live to both be 100 years old and healthy,
okay,
would you
yeah,
suck
I was
a dick?
Say, what
of course
kind of shape
I would.
Are they in 100? Like, if
they're
100, feeble at 100.
They're 100 and healthy. And it's yeah. just
of course 30. Of course I would.
I just want to let everyone know that Aaron Foley is going
to
suck a dick.
Do I get to?
I'm not sucking a dick. Bye, parents. Well, you guys had a good run. You're in your 60s. Good job.
They changed my diapers for 3 years. At least I can't believe we're having this conversation. I almost just said, suck it. I could. I'm so angry with you right now. I don't even know.
I just want to know, since you won and you're all proud of yourself, I just want everyone to acknowledge that Aaron Foley said that she will suck a dick.
For the health of my parents. I can't even.
Anyway, what'd you think of Justin Timberlake?
No, hold on. Okay. We have more nerdy games.
God damn it.
The Foles pass to Clement.
I can't hear you because of the dick in
the
mouth.
The Foles pass to Clement. To me, where I was like, that to me was one of the greatest throws.
Yeah, it was.
In the highest stakes of the highest game, he played three regular season games, two of which were like, oh boy. Let alone the second half of the Falcons game and the Vikings game where he was on fire. But some of those throws, I could not believe it. It was like he was a veteran quarterback. And the whole time I'm like, I would pay any amount of money. The Eagles have him under contract another year. I don't care if someone threw two first round picks at me, I'd keep Bulls. But some of those, yeah. All right, and here's to me, like, the key to the game, the key to the whole game. And this is why the Patriots are so good that they make you play. You have to play so aggressive. You have to go for everything. You have to keep pouring it on. You can't play safe. And so many teams, they get up by a little and they change their game plan. Yeah. And the fact that they went for it on fourth down, not once but twice, I thought was that's the key to the game. The key to the game is just keep going with pressure. Keep going with pressure. Be aggressive, be aggressive, be aggressive. Fourth and goal, I was like, I love this call. I don't even care if they don't get a touchdown. I love this call. And that play where the tight end threw it to Foles, I was like, what just happened? And I remember saying, if that play doesn't work, if something happens where the tight end overthrows him or Foles drops the ball, I don't even know. The shit that coach is going to get. And that play was called the Philly Special.
Oh, really?
I of course, listened to, like, every post-game interview after, and Peterson was talking to reporters. He's like, we've been practicing that for a month, and he's like, I'll tell you what it's called. It's called the Philly Special. Hilarious. I was like, oh, my God, I can't.
You reliving this, I feel like this is recounting some abuse I've had. Like,
I'm so sorry.
I feel flush a little bit. I feel a little nauseous. And I said to you before we started that I've been a vegetarian for 14 years, but I'm now going to start eating eagle. I'm going to eat an eagle sandwich when I get out of here. And when you just said the Patriots are so good, I'm going to take that sound bite. I'm going to make that my phone ring.
But they really are. Like, yeah. That's what I say. Like, I think if right now I'm sitting here and the Patriots have won a game again and the ball didn't get stripped and Brady does the comeback, I'd be sitting here like, okay, they're so good. I'd be so sick of it. But when they, I guess what I'm saying is, like, when they lose, they play, you can almost appreciate for me how good they are when they lose, because look at the game they played. Yeah. And Philadelphia had to play like above and beyond. Every team has to play at a level you think they're almost not capable of playing. Yeah. That's how good the Patriots are.
But I thought the Patriots didn't play well and the Eagles played well and it was still like close. What I would have liked to have seen, I would have liked to have seen the Eagles kill the Patriots, because then I would have been like, all right, you deserve to be here. But that's not, I just was like, it just didn't, it, the whole thing was lukewarm. You don't look happy with what I just said.
Well, no, I know what you mean, but I think when you get the best team in the NFC, whose obviously system was good enough to be replaced by Nick Foles, who played above and beyond, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All those pieces were there the entire time. It was Carson Wentz, and Nick Foles played like Carson Wentz. And all season long, I thought the only team, I thought there's two teams that could challenge the Patriots, because I thought the AFC was totally shit this year.
Yeah, I agree.
So you can also make the argument that if there had been more competitive teams in the AFC, the Patriots would have been challenged or they could have lost. But again, they just always win, to their credit, was the Steelers and the Eagles.
Yeah.
So the Steelers, you know, we all know what happened in Jacksonville, and just terrible. And then all of a sudden Carson Wentz goes down, and about late November, I was like, and Tom Brady wins another Super Bowl, right? But I do think that some of, you know, there was the missed field goal. I mean, they looked...
Two missed field goals.
They looked off. They looked a little off for sure, but also you have to also credit how much, like, the Philadelphia defense, you know what I mean?
I agree.
But then, you know, the halftime adjustments, I don't know.
Are we done talking about this?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was like, I'm cool. I'm not cool
about
that. I'm actually not cool about this.
I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up.
Over,
I guess I just haven't spoken to anybody. Like, it's Monday morning and I haven't spoken to anyone about the Super Bowl. So I'm just like going through every single play.
I got like RIPs from like my family that have like Patriots tattoos. They were like, we didn't do this. Like, we're having vigils. Like, it's very upsetting. And I'm trying to be a good girl.
Okay, you're being great.
This sucks. You know, I haven't said this yet. This sucks. I'm not happy. This isn't fair. All right, fine. Whatever. Let's talk
about that's exactly what Tom Brady's post-game interview
was. He killed
was.
One of his kids last night. He went home and murdered them.
Do you think he did?
No, I don't think he did that. I heard that when players lose, they're more likely to have sex to comfort themselves. So that means it's more Patriots fans that are getting born in 9 months. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
Because you're so sad, you need to connect.
Here's a couple really fun things around the game, and then we'll talk about commercials and JT and Olympics, and everybody will feel good. I got a text from Jackie Garrett.
Jackie Garrett!
You know Jackie.
Yes,
and
I do.
Jackie, I thought, sent a very important text during the game, and she said, Julie and Zach Ertz better not make a baby tonight. Mm-hmm. I need her for the World Cup next year. Very important.
Yes.
Ask Sydney LaRue how that's working out for her making the team in 2019. Just saying. We were so happy that Sydney LaRue is one of my all-time favorites.
What did I write back to that?
Her having a baby ruined her.
Ruined her.
I mean, her baby boy's the cutest thing ever, and
nice.
I'm so happy for both of them, but like...
No.
It was in the height of her career, and she had a baby. No, you mean it ruined her? We need Julie.
You mean it ruined her?
It didn't ruin her?
No, she's still a person, but it ruined...
It did ruin
the legacy. It ruined the legend and legacy. I mean, and her beautiful tattooed body. Oh, Sydney, why?
Stop having children.
If you're listening to this and you're making love, which is weird, stop mid-intercourse. Just stop. Aaron just puts them in their mouth. That's how she...
I can't. I hate you right now. I would like to thank Superfan at JulesB88. Julie sent me this tweet. It's Caitlin Murray, who... I just followed, and I love, she's a sports writer. It's a gif of when Tom Brady went out to be a receiver and he missed the ball, which I screamed, this is the greatest moment of my life.
He has a hand injury.
This is her tweet. This is my version of the floating plastic bag in American Beauty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I thought that was absolutely amazing. Thank you for sending that to me.
Half of his hand was missing. Come on.
What did I thought that was such a random play.
I was excited. I wasn't expecting that.
Let's shit on Chris Collinsworth and then go to commercials.
And then shit on Justin Timberlake.
Chris Collinsworth, I can't. Here's what he was doing towards the end of the game. I thought, are you on the Patriots payroll or are you just the world's shittiest announcer? He was trying to jinx every single play. Yes. Did anybody pick that up? I literally was like, shut the fuck up. I mean, I hate to use that strong of a language, but I was like, he needs to be fired.
Yeah.
First of all, he every 2 seconds he was like, and this is when Tom Brady comes back and wins 7 Super Bowl. Okay, yeah, once is fine, not 75 times. Then when the Eagles are lining up a rookie kicker to not ice the game because it would only be 8 points, but that was a huge play. Yeah. He was like, well, he's got to get a good hold. I mean, this is probably not going to go well. And then you give the Patriots, like, just every single time it was so negative. It was like literally anticipating that the Eagles were going to just die on the field. I thought it was some of the worst commentary ever heard in my life. It was so bad.
I put it on mute. I just was.
I mean, that's saying a lot because it was not only bad. It was just bad overall. But it was very anti-Eagles.
Yeah.
And then just some weird comments about the Patriots. I just thought it was terrible.
I always hate it when the announcers are like, they say what they're like, what the players are thinking. You know what Tom Brady's thinking right now? It's like, you don't know what he's thinking right now. Like, that just drives me crazy.
You were like an wide receiver for the Bengals in the 80s. Shut up.
Yeah.
I thought that was just, I couldn't believe how bad it was. I was with my sister and her boyfriend, and she doesn't watch a lot of football. She doesn't like, you know, she was like more interested in like cooking, you know, for us.
Was she cooking eagle?
She was cooking eagle.
They're actually quite
she
delicious.
She was cooking
not
people
gaming.
That really love America. And she was like, who is this guy? Even she was like, who is this guy?
Yep.
He was terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't explain enough to my wife. I'm like, he was a receiver.
Yeah.
And he is anti-catch. What?
Crazy. Thank you for reminding me. The commentary after those two catches were like, well, if this doesn't get overturned, well, I don't know what.
Yeah.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Even that Zach one, even if he wasn't a runner, the ball never hit the ground. And in the old days, which was last year, cross the goal line,
no matter
it's
what
a
state
fucking
you're
touchdown.
In, if you're flying through the air or anything else, Walter Payton did it a million times.
You just crossed the plane.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, it bounced up and he caught it again.
Yeah.
Like it's
kind of amazing.
It was, whatever. Yeah, he was the
so
worst.
Silly.
Mixed reviews. I have not seen the reviews from the people on the World Wide Web, but what did you think about JT?
I am completely opposite of you. I was not feeling any of it. And I owned his albums, and I would say that I like him. My issue is, as a performer, how many people are at the Super Bowl? All he did was play to the camera. And I work on this other show, and they were talking about it this morning, and they were saying that, like, in rehearsal, whatever, you kind of, like, mark it, you kind of go through it, like, the motions, but you're not going full force. Like, last year, Beyonce was, like, a soldier. Like, if you're going to do that, last year was Lady Gaga, who jumped off the stadium, you know? Yeah. Saying, like, you really go for it. And I felt like it was just cheesy and like a big Gap ad. Like, their outfits were stupid. Like, his backup dancers looked like Urkel.
Were bad.
They were just, this is my review of it. I wrote, Justin Timberlake's halftime show was like canned ham. Yeah, you can eat it, but it's overprocessed and really gross and kind of embarrassing. That's what I wrote to that. And don't even get me started on the Prince thing, because the Prince thing was a big issue, because Prince and Justin Timberlake did not, they butted heads. Prince, back when Justin Timberlake did Sexy Back, Prince, because he was up for an award for like, he wrote a song that won Golden Globe. And he was like, Prince was like, oh, the guy, he didn't even say Justin's name. He's like, the guy that said Sexy, he brought it back. He's like, it never went away. And then Justin Timberlake wrote a line in one of his songs hating on Prince. And so it's like, and then Justin Timberlake was on stage at an award show and he accepted an award for Prince. And he like did this whole thing where he like got on his, he got really short because like Prince is short or whatever. So they did not really vibe with each other. They weren't friends. You're looking at me like, who gives a shit?
No, no, I'm horrified by this,
and
because
Prince is a god,
and just I'm a big fan of Justin, but that's terrifying.
And he also was very much against like holograms. I know it was a video footage, not holograms, but it's like, I think what they should have done is had opened up the halftime show with a Prince tribute. Maybe had Sheila E. there, or Janet Jackson. Hello, bring her and her titties back to do it.
I was like, get Janet back.
Or just have that, and also have an African American artist. I think like having like. I have an issue with this now, like having a white artist be like, look, we're giving tribute to Prince. Like, Prince did not like you.
Yeah.
Like, he is, I know he's a Jehovah's Witness, but he's haunting you right now. Prince hates Justin Timberlake, so.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I have to say, I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan.
Still, after that performance? Did you like it?
No, I mean, I'm still a fan. I didn't love it. I liked it because I was like, oh, I remember this song, I remember this song. But I have a problem with... you know, listen, it's so overwhelming, and I can't even imagine, putting on a halftime show.
I think you'd be
but
an amazing
30,
halftime show performer.
Well, I mean, I am a good dancer.
She's
just
a really good
running
dancer.
Around would hurt my back.
It seemed insincere. It's inauthentic.
It was one of these things where when you get, I'm never a fan of 25-second sound bites of one song being kind of jazzed up.
Yep.
I did like it when he went into the crowd. I thought that was super cool.
I wish
cool.
the crowd ate him and ripped him in pieces. That's why he went into the crowd.
Okay.
Like selfies, when it's like, get your phones, it's a selfie. It's like, I know that's how technology is, but like, I don't want to see everybody's phones.
No.
I hate that.
And that's, there are very wealthy people sitting there. Right? I mean, that kid. He's
well, I mean, those
him.
Are yeah, those
kid?
Are like I know him. Well, he's my cousin. I don't fucking know.
Well, I mean,
those are
get,
all
I'm trying
those
to
are all people that are paid to be there that jump around and be excited for his
well,
crappy music.
No, I mean, I think there were some positives. Like, I think he's a crazy entertainer, a really fun entertainer. I love the dancing. I do love the troll. I love the troll song, so I love that part. But overall, I did not think it was. I thought it was not a swing and a miss, but I'd give him like
a
double, and I wanted a home run.
Well, Aaron pointed out that one of the dancers was wearing a fanny pack, which is outrageous.
Mm-hmm. It is outrageous.
That's just like
here's what it did feel like when I think it's one of those things where I think when you get an artist. And they're about to, like, this whole month before Justin Timberlake is like, I'm going back to my roots. The album is like, it hasn't been reviewed well. Now, I can't say anything about it because I haven't heard it.
I have the album.
But you have the album?
Yeah. I download all new music because I work on a bunch of different shows. Yeah. You want me to give you the album?
Wait, but I didn't think it came out yet.
Yeah, I have a bunch of the songs on it.
Oh. Yeah, it was out this week, I think. Yeah.
Oh, it's out this week. Okay, so I'll listen to it. But the camo outfit is like his new album, right? His new album, and then this whole wooded thing and
the handkerchief,
which I thought was a huge swing and a miss. But then he does all his old music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's like he was almost having an identity crisis. And you're like, either you put on a suit...
Oh,
and you have one or two
sets
because he looks phenomenal suit, and you do sexy back, and you sing three or four songs, and that's your. It felt like he was trying to do too much. Like he's in his camo, but then he was doing all his old music for 35-second clips.
He was performing for himself. He wasn't performing for the audience. He wasn't reacting.
That's a good point.
The audience.
That's a good point.
And I always notice that especially with stand-up shows. It's like if someone's on stage and they're telling jokes and no one's laughing and they're on autopilot. Like he didn't even need us to be there. He was just like, look how great I am. I felt it was very self-congratulatory. And it just, I don't know. It just was, it was so unaware.
Yeah.
I thought it was insincere and I didn't like it at all.
Still to this day, my top two are Prince and Beyonce.
Prince was the best. It was
Prince
raining. It was raining.
It was the best.
And I could cry. And that's why it's like you have the best of all time and then you have this. See, Justin Timberlake performed that troll song at the Oscars a couple years ago. And it was like the same reaction. It was like everyone's sitting there going like, what's happening? And it's like, you should learn from that. Like the people weren't feeling it and I don't think they were feeling it either.
Oh, and thank God they started with Jimmy Fallon again.
I was like, really? Okay,
I was like,
sorry,
Alex.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. You're friends.
Yep, they are. They are besties. How about commercials?
Well, you can talk about commercials.
I mean, and then the Alexa commercial, I thought was also absolutely
hilarious.
To die for.
Hilarious.
Already before we hit the Dirty Dancing one, I was Eli being sprinkled in was making me so happy.
It wasn't making me happy,
and I thought it boded well for the Eagles, because. My
well,
Eli's
have
prowess.
Have you seen the meme that came out last night too, where it's Fred from Scooby-Doo?
I wrote that down to cover that.
Oh,
yeah,
it's so
it's Fred. Yeah, Fred from Scooby-Doo And it says, like, who is this guy or whatever? And it's like a Foles mask comes off and it's Eli Manning. Yeah. My friend Paul Morrissey sent it to me and I posted it. I was like, so great. Yeah. The commercials.
I cried at the Paralympic one. Did you watch that one?
First of all, there was a lot of tear jerkers.
There were a lot.
The Hyundai one. Oh, my God. I was like, I got to get a Hyundai.
Oh, my God. Me too.
My sister's boyfriend, Edwin, goes, God, I bought a Hyundai because it was the cheapest. I was like, you had no idea you were doing the Lord's work.
I was like, what? First of all, I had to rewind the commercial because I missed the part where they put their keys in and then scan through the thing. That's how they knew. Because I was like, I said to my wife, I'm like, how do they know they're Hyundai owners? And she was like, did they just show them with their car keys, you idiot? I was like, okay, sorry about that. So, but like, I was hating on it first, and then I started crying. It's like, you saved my child's life.
I think three or four times... tearjerkers.
Yeah.
A couple
of Paralympic.
One of the military ones. Yep. I don't even know. I guess it was a truck or whatever. Just touching. I thought they were
Budweiser giving water to Puerto Rico. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh God, Budweiser. Which means they just gave Budweiser.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's what it tastes like. And they're like, we're so thirsty. Budweiser. Okay. But I thought the commercials were a big step up.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought they were a lot better than most years. And the Alexa commercial made me laugh so hard. What's her name in the bathtub about you dirty?
Rebel Wilson.
Oh my God. We were crying.
Cardi B was really funny.
Cardi B was great. And then I think probably the best moment of the Super Bowl. Obviously, it was when the ball dropped in the end zone and the Eagles won.
No.
But I think right that, before
Peter
that,
Dinklage selling Doritos, that was amazing.
That was hilarious. So stupid.
Look at your face over there. Aaron's not feeling it.
I can't do lip syncing. It bothers me.
Yeah, well.
It's an affront.
I did think that was cheesy fun. But the
Morgan Freeman? How can you hate on Morgan Freeman?
I'm not hating on Morgan Freeman. I'm hating on the concept.
Okay, good.
Of
there
lip syncing.
All right, let's get back to what is most important, and that is Eli Manning, OBJ, Landon Collins.
That was good.
Doing, reenacting Dirty Dancing.
It's beautiful.
And I think one of my favorite parts is my phone. Like, I literally was like watching it like, what is that? Like, if anybody knows me, and then I thought, well, people do because it was really sweet because my phone blew up.
Yep.
I've been obsessed with, Dirty Dancing since I was a little kid.
Do you know the dance? Because I know the dance.
Well, one of the greatest moments was, do you know Michael Cornacchia?
No.
Michael Cornacchia is an actor in L.A., and he does some stand-up now and then. And he has lost probably like 150 pounds.
Oh, fantastic.
But at the time, he was probably 270. Huge dude. And we were hammered at Foo Bar. This is probably 8 years ago. And Dirty Dancing, A Time in My Life came on. And we're dancing. And then he's like, let's do the lift. And I was drunk enough to agree.
I know the boy part. We could do this
lift. I thought I'd be running. And then you turn around and you do the fake lift and you do that. Because I've seen Dirty Dancing 790 times. So the crowd goes to the left and the right. Michael's right there. Shut I'm right there. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just felt it. I was like, we're going to
do
this.
The lift.
And Michael starts running at me. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't even get. And then he stopped and we were losing our minds. Then he backs up. He's like, no, let's do it. And I fucking
did not.
I ran. He picked me up. I don't know how we both didn't die. I got twirled around once. And then got back to the ground.
Dropped
and I was like,
head.
This is the greatest moment of my life. Cut
I could
two.
Probably do that with you because you're tiny. But I know the boy part.
But
I mean, start with the armpit.
And then Landon Collins is like, let him dance.
I've been waiting for so long. Stand by me.
Don't put baby in the corner.
I mean, I just couldn't believe my sweet.
It was great.
Everybody knows my sweet love for Eli Manning. Eli Manning was fantastic.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. My wife was like so excited that. She was like, this wouldn't have happened 10 years ago because she was like the connotation that it's like gay because like two men dancing. And
I didn't even think
about
it.
No, exactly.
That's
what I'm saying. We've come so far that we didn't even think about it. We're just like, wow, these two guys. It was just so much fun.
I just love
that no one was like, I hate those gay guys. I didn't even think about it.
That's
great.
Yeah.
10 years ago, you would have been like,
straight dude, did you think about it?
Did you think about that?
No.
See?
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, you're
dude.
Involved.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, I couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe it. And then at the end of the game, sorry, one more pot shot. I was like, the Eagles have won the Super Bowl and Eli Manning did Dirty Dancing. I'm done.
That's my
and
bird
the
impression.
Olympics are in 4 days.
America's bird.
Every other day, Tom
America's
Brady
poultry.
Is the goat. Today, Aaron Foley is the gloat.
Yeah.
Did you write that?
I came up with it
in the lobby.
Wow.
I was going to say, you wrote
Aaron.
That down. You wrote
That's
that
why
down.
He gets the big bucks. The one thing that brings us together as a country, and right now we're divided because we've got Piggy in charge, but I'd say booze and the Olympics
is a
uniter.
Alcoholism in the Olympics.
Also, all right, we'll get to that. I was just about to do, I was about to say something, but I was like, that's the feel-good moment of the week. And Bridget, you are not going to like it. Two summers ago, Bridget and I did an episode where we did the Summer Olympics, and we went through every sport of the Summer Olympics, and we rated them. One, no interest. 5, you're going to live and die for it.
Okay. We're going to go through the whole schedule.
And we're going to go through it. Here's a couple of things. NBCOlympics.com/full-schedule, which I'll post, is a really fantastic schedule of events per day when the and then it'll have like a medal on the icon, which you can click, and it goes sport by sport, day by day, and it's like a fantastic little pocket schedule for everybody.
And can I also plug teamusa.org? It has everybody on there. It tells everybody what their bios are, if they've already won, how many Olympics they've been in before.
Fantastic.
I own teamusa.net, just so anybody knows that.
I own teamusa.co.
.co, there we go. See? So don't bother buying it. We already own the domains.
Don't buy it. I also own Eagles Are the Champions.
Piece of
And now I own BridgetEatsEagles.com.
I woke up this morning. I was like, I have to eat shit today with Aaron Fall. This is gonna suck.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
I went through everybody that's playing that qualified for the Olympics, and I just because I knew we were gonna talk about this, and I started looking, writing notes, and then I texted Aaron. I'm like, are we supposed to write if they're hot or not? She's like, that's not the point of what
no,
we're
I
doing.
Said close enough. All right, let's go through the sports.
Okay,
So
1 is no, and 5 is yes.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Alpine skiing. That's everything.
That's
right?
Everything.
That's skiing.
Yeah. That's like a 3.
A 3?
Yeah, well, because there's so many other things coming up.
Okay.
Just alpines. I mean, you either fall. That's when you're racing down the hill, right?
But we're not like comparing.
Oh, it's just how much do I need to see this?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's like your love of.
Oh, 5.
Downhill and super G and slalom and all the skiing events.
I give it a 5.
Me too. I'm going to give that a 5. Biathlon.
I don't like anything bi. Hold on a second. Wait, what is the biathlon? I wrote it down.
Biathlon is when you shoot and you ski.
I thought you were going to say shit. I really.
It's when you shit your pants and then you go, oh, I got to do downhill now. And you're on a timer to clean yourself up before you go down the hill.
You scoot down the biathlon. Your own shit. I would watch the shit out of that.
You actually shit into a sled. And then you have to go down the hill in a shitty sled.
Yes, 5.
The shitathlon.
So you shoot a gun? Why do you shoot a gun?
You cross country ski and then you.
Why
you
would you have?
It's actually
a gun?
Well, it's actually it's like targets.
Eagles?
No, you're not shooting eagles.
No, it's targets. Yeah.
It's targets.
That's
you cross
weird.
Country ski and then you've got the.
And you have a gun in your bag.
You've got the gun in your bag. And then you don't shoot your
James
opponents.
Bond training. That doesn't make any sense.
It's actually quite interesting.
It's bizarre. No, I don't like guns, so I'm going to say 2 on that one.
2. I'm going to give it a 3.
That's so what if you like trip on your and what if you fall from your skis and then you shoot yourself in the butt?
I don't think it's real bullets.
Why would it not be real bullets? What is it?
Well, I'm sure it's
like coconut shells.
Carol, can you please look up if it's real bullets in the biathlon? I'm sure
it's
not.
It has to be real bullets.
It can't be.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, I think it would probably be like hollow bullets or something. I don't know anything about ammunition.
I think it's
rubber?
Very low caliber.
It's got to be something.
Real, but I
like
think
walnuts
it is real
or
bullets.
Something. Real bullets.
It's
yeah,
walnuts.
Yeah.
Did you just say walnuts? Carol actually just gave the thumbs up to walnuts.
I knew it was.
You know, Carol was born and raised in Philly. I can't believe she showed
really?
Up today. She yeah. actually slept
she
outside the studio.
She smells like a dirty bird, so that makes sense. She also shit herself and came here
she
on a sled.
She just held up a sign. She's proud to be a dirty, dirty, dirty bird. Okay, so biathlon,
no.
They cross-country ski and shoot walnuts.
No.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
No.
You're going to give it a 2.
2.
Bobsled. Ooh,
ooh,
I love
5.
The bobsled. We have some fierce female lady bobsledders.
Yes, yes,
we got Lolo Jones.
Whoop, whoop.
And what's her name? Who's amazing. And now they're partners. Oh,
gay
they're so
partners?
Good. No, just bobsled partners. Bobsled, I'm giving a 4.
I'm giving out a 5. That's so crazy. How do they do that?
It's amazing.
How do they not die?
Cross country skiing.
Okay. I grew up cross country skiing and it is boring to do it. It's even more boring to watch it. I give it a 0.0.
A 0 on cross country
it's
skiing?
Because like, I feel like you could watch it and then you can check back in 3 hours later, like, yep, there's still cross country skiing.
No, you're right. I wouldn't give it a 0.
0.0. Don't forget that 0.0.
Wow, cross country's not even on the register Bridget McManus.
Oh, I thought you meant it's not even on the schedule.
I'm going to give it a 2.
Like, you're excited. You're too excited for that. Like, you're level 2 excited. No, I don't believe you.
I don't think I would rate anything that I wasn't excited because I love every Olympic event.
You want to see someone just cross-country ski.
What I'm saying is how I would watch cross-country skiing
you
is
would
much
watch
like
it.
You would describe. I watch everything. I would check in.
Still cross-country skiing.
And then at the very end, sometimes you get the last 200, 300 yards where it's like a dead race to the finish. I'd find that interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even NBC does it like Red Zone.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Cut
they'll switch back and forth.
By the way, Carol just stumbled over here and whispered into my ear that it is a real gun in biathlon. It's a .22 caliber.
Holy crap!
Bullets.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not safe. Nice. What if you're like, and you don't win, and then they like turn the gun to the judge?
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
It's not safe. They
now
should shoot walnuts.
Now with all the gun violence, I think maybe that's not the best idea.
I think that they should just shoot walnuts and everyone's fine.
But remember, the only ones who would shoot a person are the Americans. So it's
true. Okay, let's keep
just
this moving. Curling.
No,
curling.
Boo. I still don't get that.
Oh, I love. I'm gonna
you
watch
can't.
Some serious curling.
No.
Oh my God, it's a combination of ice skating and cleaning your kitchen.
I would turn it on just to roll my eyes and shut it off again. So I give that a
0.1. It gets a little competitive.
I don't really understand the point of it.
The point is,
it's like
the Canadians, have some time on their hands.
I can't believe it's
and,
a sport.
And they want to chip that ice. It gets sort of interesting. I give it a 2.
I'd rather watch people shoot walnuts. Okay, keep going.
Okay, figure skating.
Yeah.
5.
5,000.
5.
Yes.
I can't believe our sweet little, what's Brown's first name, is an alternate.
Here, I'll go to the web. I'm on the thing right now. Skating.
What's his name? He's so wonderful. By the way, if you get the Sunday New York Times, the New York Times Magazine has probably a 15-page insert on all the Olympic sports and Jason Brown. That's sweet gay boy that we fell in love with the Olympics 4 years ago.
That you're scared.
And he's an alternate. I was a little bit surprised by that. Although the three dudes we have, the two Asian Americans and then our sweet... am I forgetting? Adam Rippon, first out gay athlete in Winter Olympics ever.
Johnny Weir wasn't out?
He wasn't out.
Oh,
I mean,
my
he was
God.
Out, but he wasn't out.
What are you talking about?
Adam Rippon.
He was on fire.
Yeah. Adam,
not out.
Adam Rippon.
I'm excited for the brother and sister team. Alex, I don't want to pronounce their names wrong. It's Maya.
Wait,
and it's
do they do pairs?
They do pair skating.
Brother-sister pairs.
That's kind of weird, right? Brother and sister pairs. Like, they can't do anything romantic.
Oh,
now I've had the time of
Get
my
off
life.
Of me. Get off of me.
I mean, they can't do a sex song. They can't do anything romantic.
Yeah. They have to do everything's to We Are Family.
I don't know about that.
That would be good. I'd watch that.
All right. Freestyle skiing.
What does that
mean? This is where they jump around, jump up and jump down. When they go off the cliff
and they
spin
just twirl.
Around.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing athleticism.
I'd give it a 4.
I'd give it
a 4. I'm excited.
4 and a 3. Hockey, 5.
Yes. Hockey, yes. Am I yelling
here's
in
your
how ear?
Here's
sorry.
How I watch hockey. The men's hockey, because of the NHL, I only will probably watch semis or finals. Mm-hmm. The women's, I will watch every single match. And we have a legitimate chance of beating the Canadians this year. We beat them in the fall, 2 out of 3 games in a tournament. We never win. Last 4 years ago, I was wearing my Good Luck Wisconsin ice hockey jersey that someone gave to me in Madison, Wisconsin in the crowd. And the puck, it went off the goal and we lost.
Maybe we shouldn't wear that again. I want to give a shout out to Amanda Pelkey, who is a forward for the women's hockey team, because I want to have sex with her face. I looked her up online because I was looking. Have you seen her?
She's 25. She's good looking. Hillary Knight.
She's from Vermont.
Amanda Kessler. These women are so good.
I'm watching hockey with four of her.
Let's watch women's hockey together.
Will you really?
Totally. I'll give you the schedule. The hockey isn't until later.
Okay.
The women's hockey starts, it starts 6:30 in the morning. I'll come over with bagels. It's not until Thursday the 22nd.
That's fine. I get up at 5 o'clock to go to work every day, so I can go. On Thursdays, I don't work.
I don't, but I will make
the push. I'll come to your house. I'll bring bagels to your house at 6:30.
I'm not even kidding. It says 6:30. Does that mean 3:30? Or is it... whatever.
I'll be at your house at 3:30 in the morning with bagels.
We could tape it and then start it at 8. But I'm telling you, Thursday, the 22nd, women's ice hockey.
I'm watching for Amanda Pelkey. I'm watching for you, girl. I'm sure you're listening, Amanda. I've been married for 10 years.
Hillary Knight retweeted something I tweeted at her 3 years
Are
ago.
Are you serious?
No, I love her.
That's
She's
so
my favorite.
Cool.
The Luge.
Luge.
So frightening. Now, this is the one, the Luge and the Skeleton.
The Skeleton, I had to do a lot of research on
Luge
the Skeleton.
Luge's feet first, Skeleton is head first.
Luge is more than one, though. Or is that bobsled? No, sorry.
No, bobsled is two.
So Luge is feet first, Skeleton
is head first.
Head first.
This is crazy. There's a really good article I found because I wanted to...
I wrote four insane people. That's what I wrote. That's my note.
I think you also texted at me, is that for people that are going to turn into a skeleton?
I said they're going to die and turn into skeletons. It seems like a terrible idea.
It's so crazy, but there's a U.S. skeleton racer, Nicole Pikus Pace. I'm not sure. I remember her from 4 years ago. Because she's a mom, she was track and field, then she went to bobsledding. I remember her story 4 years ago. I don't know if she's competing this year. She said, I fell in love with it. I stuck with it. The thrill of going 80 to 90 miles an hour, head first on your stomach with your chin just an inch off the ice. How could you not like it?
How could you do it?
How could you like it?
That's terrible.
I can't. I mean, I remember her. Could you look up?
These are the people that are playing. There's only four people that are up.
Okay. So I think she took a medal last year. I remember her story because it was so unbelievable. And I think she wound up on the cover of like the Wheaties box or something. It was so awesome.
Can you imagine 80 miles an hour?
80 to 9 miles an hour head first. But here's the thing. Here's my question for you. You have to do one of them, right?
One of these things?
A skeleton or luge, right?
Can I shoot walnuts instead?
Nope. Skeleton or luge. Which one's almost more terrifying? Because when you think of it,
feet first.
When your head is first, I would almost like be able to like feel like I'd be like a little bit more in control.
No, absolutely not.
But your luge, you can't see where you're going.
I'm luging. I'm just closing my eyes, going. I'm holding it. If you skeleton, I'll just be puking, and then it's going to come back at me.
I think if I could skeleton where my hands were in front of me, I would skeleton over luge.
No,
but the skeleton is like.
Arms behind
you're literally you. Arms behind you. It's so terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Maybe I would luge. All right. Skeleton
luge.
1 to 5.
No, I can't watch it. They're going to. No.
No, you're not going to watch.
No, I'm terrified. You tell me what happens.
All right. I'm going to give skeleton a 3.5, and I'm going to give luge a 2.5.
I'll luge it. I'll do 4 on luge, but 0 on skeleton.
Okay. Nordic combined.
Okay, I had to look this up. It's ski jumping and cross-country skiing, and I just wrote why. It doesn't make any sense together. No, it sounds boring. No thanks. Aaron's shaking his head too.
Not necessary.
Nope. I'll give it a 1.
It feels a little bit much, but I do love ski jumping. Oh, that's coming up. Sorry, that's a separate category. Nordic combined, it's obviously completely impressive, but on my list of just jumping at me,
No.
Short track. Ooh, I love short track.
Yes.
Short track is... so impressive. I'd give it a 5.
The most wipeouts.
Oh, it's almost feels like it's not. Every time I watch short track, I scream out, I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give speed skating a 5 and short track a 4 because the short track, it feels like it's too much chance almost in a way because you can train for 4 years. You can say this obviously about any sport, but the short track. Like when this blade just taps this blade, they take out seven people.
Yeah. It scares me.
It just feels like there's almost too much chance of something going terribly wrong after 4 years of you not drinking alcohol.
Sometimes I feel like these sports are just like the people that said that we should do these are just like, let's see what happens. Like they just don't.
Yeah.
They're like, do skeleton. It's like these are bad ideas.
Yeah. I prefer speed skating over short track.
Give them a gun. Their fingers are frozen. Give them a gun with real bullets.
Give them a gun. Their fingers are frozen.
They're fine. They're going down a hill. Why don't you shoot the gun while you're going down a hill? Do it. That's fine. USA.
It does make cross-country skiing that much more fun, though.
If you're cross-country skiing and shooting birds at the same time, pew, pew. Yeah. I mean,
that's
I don't...
practical application.
Shooting.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I bet you would get more points if you shot a lot of wilderness. You shot up the wilderness in South Korea. Then you're like, whoops, I aimed for the north. Oh, bad things.
You're like, well, you lost the race, but you did kill two elk. Good job.
Good for you. That puts you in contention for disqualification. Okay, so we did all those ski jumping. Yeah. Oh, I love ski jumping.
So I give that a five.
Remember Eddie the Eagle?
Yes.
Ski jumping, I give a five. I didn't watch a movie. Martin Short, was he in it? Was he Eddie?
I don't think so. It was the guy from Kingsman. He was Eddie the Eagle.
Really?
They did a redo of it with...
They did a redo of Eddie the Eagle?
Wait,
there's two movies about Eddie the Eagle?
What? Hold on, I'm going to Google this. Maybe I'm wrong. I tend to be wrong about a lot of things.
Carol just had the most honest moment we've ever had together for the last 8 years. She said, I'm too bleeping tired to look this up. I hear you, Carol.
Hold on, I'm looking this up right now.
Eddie the Eagle had two movies?
Hold on. Let's see the movie that he was in I'm talking about. Yeah, bitch. Let's see. Eddie. Okay, I'm not crazy. Eddie the Eagle. There we go. 2016. That's this guy. Yeah. It has...
Wait, so there's two movies called Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the guy's name? Taron Egerton? The guy that was in Kingsman? I knew I wasn't
I like
too
him.
Crazy. He plays Eddie the Eagle. Hugh Jackman is in it.
But why did they remake Eddie the Eagle? I'm having a lot, like this moment in real time questioning, why would you reprise Eddie the Eagle?
This is only out last or 2 years ago, Eddie the Eagle, yeah.
Okay.
I knew it, okay.
That's impressive that you knew there was a remake to Eddie the Eagle.
A few things I do know.
Ski jumping five, what's your call?
I love ski jumping, so I would give it a 5.2.
Snowboarding.
Yes!
Oh, love. This was like such a fantastic addition to the Olympics.
You know how people say, like, I know somebody, but they don't really know them. It's like.
Yeah.
So this is my connection to snowboarding. So Lindsay Jacob Ellis is from Roxbury, Connecticut.
She's amazing.
My mother is her cousin Jeremy's godmother. So it's like we're the
same.
So
you don't know her.
So I don't know. I've never met her before.
Just proving your own theory that you don't know her.
That's
why I said it. She's the beautiful curls. She's a beautiful woman. We have to look that one up real quick.
Lindsay?
She was the one. She was the one that I think she should have won, but fell.
Yep.
And it was like awful. I don't even know if she is still medaled or she hasn't medaled.
I don't think she medaled.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
It's crazy how I don't remember yesterday, but I remember her snowboarding. Snowboarding
was
so fun.
She has one silver medal.
Okay.
So I remember
there was like a tragic, not a tragic run, but a run she should have.
She's a four-time Olympian. She started in 2006.
She's been around forever. God, I know she was a four-time Olympian.
Four-time Olympian, yeah. She won silver in 2006.
This is a really hard...
Last year she came in second. I'm sorry, last time she came in second.
That's what it was. I think she was like a shoo-in to win the gold. All right, this is a very hard question. I will pose it to Bridget and Aaron. You have to pick... You know, it's not fair, so I'll give you two. You have to pick two. Gun to head.
Walnut
you
gun?
You can only... A walnut gun to your head. You can only pick two sports to watch. What would you pick?
That's bullshit.
It's a very hard, legitimate,
snowboarding,
hard-cutting sports question. Ooh, and then we got to wrap it up.
Snowboarding and figure skating for me.
Snowboarding, figure skating. Aaron?
Ski jumping.
Oh.
And hockey.
Oh, All right. I'm going to go with...
Walnut shooting.
I'm going to go...
Oh, wait, is beach volleyball available?
Yeah, we would have already chosen that, all of us. I'm going to go with women's hockey...
Yes.
I'm going to go with women's hockey, and I think, this is really hard, and then I'm going to go with skiing. Hmm. I'm going to go with alpine skiing and women's hockey.
I want to give a shout out to newcomer Breezy Johnson, who is going to be, it's her first Olympics. She's doing alpine skiing, and her name, Breezy, is actually, her full name is Febreze. Get you to know Phil Breeze Johnson. No worries. Not really.
What? I was like, what did you just say?
And I want to give some love to Lindsay.
Wait, who is that? Who is that?
Fabrizi Johnson. She's from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She's
but what's her sport?
Alpine skiing.
Oh, nice.
And then
Lindsay Vonn.
And Lindsay Vonn. This is her fourth Olympics. I'm giving her some love. She has a gold and a bronze already. And of course, the flying tomato, Shaun White, who I love.
Shaun White's comeback story, his injury. Go to ESPN the magazine and read his full story. It is incredible what he's over. Overcome just in the last year alone. Lindsay Vonn, 81st win in a World Cup downhill event last month. 81st.
She's only 33.
Win. I know.
That's
except for
crazy.
That small period of time where she went to the
Tiger
dark side
Woods.
And dated Tiger Woods. Other than that, she has been on
sandwiches.
Point.
Shaun White came in fourth last time at Sochi, and he's already won two golds, one at Vancouver, one in.
Can we support the short haircut, though?
I love the short haircut.
Do you like the curlier long hair?
I do.
Carmen, my wife, likes his Target collection. He's got Target collection for young boys, so I always get her an extra large in the Shaun White section.
Oh.
But, so you like the longer hair?
Yeah.
Do you want to run your hands through, like, fingers
no.
through his hair?
I just like to see it, like, flying tomato.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
You won't see his short hair out of the helmet.
It's that's just, true. How are you going to know it's him?
Yeah.
The freckles.
I think it was like a good coming of age when he came on the scene and he like basically created snowboarding and all these half pipes and all these crazy piping. It felt good that he had the crazy tomato and the hair.
So fun and relatable.
And now as he's like older, I love the haircut.
I like the haircut. He looks more mature.
So handsome.
Oh my God.
Such a handsome man.
All right, if you got to suck his dick and you're, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, kill me. Go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and I will read it, which is one of my all-time favorite parts. We have Katie. Her handle literally is Katie87498723987. I don't even know. You could have a handle.
Well, we can steal her identity now.
Now we can. I'm sure that's your routing number of your bank account. 5 stars. It says, like chatting about sports with funny friends. I love this podcast, even though the only sport I watch religiously is soccer. It's fun to listen to funny people talk about something they care about. You can tell they're passionate and they're having fun. If all you want are tactical X's and O's and hot takes, you can go elsewhere. This is a podcast where fans talk about sports the way you probably talk about it. It's a great listen for a general overview of all things sports. I don't watch football or baseball or basketball or tennis, but it doesn't matter. This podcast is a must listen for me. Yay, Katie. I love that. That's like one of my favorite reviews because that's what I always say, like the X's and O's. We get into some nerd fest X's and O's. But overall, I always recommend this podcast because I say you don't have to know like the nitty gritty. It's just about, and we try to cover as much as we can. And I know we are now into the throes of basketball. I did watch UConn South Carolina for women's basketball fans on Thursday. I thought this is going to be the beginning. Well, it is a rivalry already because South Carolina has gotten so good. They won the national championship last year, and UConn blew them out. And I thought, here we go again. These UConn women, they're the Patriots,
yep.
But they're feel
I'm
good.
I'm from Connecticut.
No,
wow.
I do love
hurtful,
UConn.
Hurtful.
We have reached the feel-good moment of the week. I'm so sorry to do this to
no,
Bridget
McManus. You're not sorry. I'm just going to leave.
I'm going to give the feel-good moment of the week to the city of Philadelphia when they won those shots last night of everybody, thousands and thousands and thousands of people on Broad Street. They have never won a Super Bowl. Die hard, insane, crazy super fans, and to see that scene in Philadelphia last night I thought was absolutely spectacular, and I hope no one died. I literally thought, I was texting my best friend Carrie, moved from New York City to Philly 2 years ago, and she's like, the scene is crazy, it reminded me of 96 when we lived in the city and we went on the streets as soon as the Yankees won. Yeah. And she said, it reminds me of this is only, it's like 10 times crazier. I said, stay inside. She's like, of course I'm going to stay inside.
You know, I heard that 14 million people called in sick from work today.
No way.
That was what I heard.
No one in Philadelphia should be working today.
No.
Everyone should be hungover and still on the street. That's amazing. 14 million?
That's what they said on the show. They were, I was like, 14 million people?
There aren't that many people there.
I mean, across the country?
No, across the country because they're hungover.
Okay. Maybe.
Where did that come from? I'm going to look that up, too.
That probably came from the White House.
Did I make that up? Fake news.
I think it might be a dash of fake news.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah,
right here. 14 million people to call out sick after Super Bowl.
That's probably Onion.
See? No.
It might
be
the Onion.
We have Daily Mail. It's not the Onion. It's all over. The news isn't live. It's not
Then that's the feel-good moment of the week.
14 million people
calling out sick tour.
It's all over, yeah.
Well, I also would like to do a shout-out to my friend Lauren, who's the DP on the Sports Pilot. She was there.
No way!
And she sent me the video of the last play.
Can we watch it?
And it was unbelievable. And then she did crowd and...
That's insane.
We could go out on that. We'll go out on the audio of the video that she sent me to text. I just want to say one real quick thing. I just want to thank Bridget McManus for being such a good sport. I know your team is the greatest of all time, but sometimes like you need a Rudy situation in sports to you know, it's hard when your team wins all the time for everybody else.
Oh, okay.
For everybody else.
It's all right to share.
I did think the NFL needed it.
No, I agree.
This was a real shitty,
I'll eat some humble pie.
They're still amazing. They're still now picked for 2019.
They're not going back to getting the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I'm very glad you came in today.
I love you.
We did Olympic review and you were such a good sport throughout all of it. Do you have any dates you want to plug?
I have a lot of things coming up and I don't ever remember what they are. So if you go to my website, BridgetMcManus.com, I'm going to be in New York on April 2nd for Transparent the Musical at Joe's Pub. I'm playing Sarah Pfefferman.
That's huge.
I'm excited.
I literally cannot wait.
We start rehearsals pretty soon. And I just shot two seasons in one day of my series, Happy Wife, Happy Life, which is going to be on, it's getting kind of like, I don't want to use the word sponsors, but it's being represented by YouTube or whatever. So part of it's going to run on YouTube because they're trying to put it up for an Emmy Award.
Oh my God,
New
very
Media
exciting.
Emmy Award. So we'll see what happens. We'll see.
You're doing it. BridgetMcManus.com for all things Bridget. If you're in Los Angeles, I will be at the Improv Lab February 21st at 7:30. Doing a 45-50 minute show, a long ass show that I'm gonna tape, and I need people in the seats. February 21st, 7:30, Hollywood Lab. All the details are on improv.com or aaronkfoley.com, or they will soon be up on aaronkfoley.com. It's up on my Facebook page and Twitter. So if you're in LA, come check out that show. It's gonna be super fun and fantastic.
Ooh.
And we're gonna roll out on the audio, and congratulations to the New England Patriots for an amazing season, and congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles for your first Super Bowl victory ever. Brady drops back, throws it. It's going into the end zone, and everyone realizes now. And then now. And now it's a video shot of all these screaming Eagles. Sports Without Balls fans, friends, family, have the best week of your life.